Yeah, well, look, firstly, it's just to say that Irish Wheelchair Association, we are very pro-environmental causes, and we ourselves have energy requirements and that we meet. However, from an accessibility perspective, it is safe to say that the return machines are just simply too high. Should our members actually be able to reach them with their bag of return cans or bottles? So it's just physically not possible for them to be able to use these machines independently.
And what specific issues have you had with members when trying to use the machines? Are we talking like physical barriers, location issues, or a bit of both?
Yeah, well, it is a bit of everything, I suppose. So even if you think of people with disabilities, they have there's barriers to accessing public transport. So if they don't drive their own vehicle, even getting to the machines is a challenge. If you think of areas like the Northwest, as you mentioned, the location of the machines could be spread out more. So should somebody actually get to the machine, and then if you're in a wheelchair, you're obviously much lower down. So reaching up to the entrance of the machine is just simply not possible in a lot of locations. So it's really preventative, and it's really hampering on Irish Wheelchair Association's members to live independently. I mean, I suppose it's removing their independence, as they may have to ask for help in order to return their bottles and cans.
Yes, and have you had any engagement with operators of the scheme or the government officials about these challenges, and what kind of response maybe have you received?
Yeah, no, we haven't had any meaningful consultation. We actually have had nothing from Return on this. We got an email offering us to have a machine in our locations, and then we started discussions with them around the inaccessibility of them. But since then, there's been no meaningful engagement. We have had a huge outpouring of information from our membership across the country. And if anybody wants to go to our social media, we have actually video footage up there. We did an Access It's No Joke campaign, which launched on the 1st of April, where we actually have members sent us their videos showcasing how they have been unable to use these machines independently. So it is just a clearer sign about the lack of consultation with people with disabilities from the start. I mean, we really need to start involving people in a consultation process at an earlier stage before things like this get rolled out. It's just simply not good enough in 2025.